Stop 13, Changes to the Land. The rope guide will end at the picnic area. You are now at Arcadia's picnic area. We hope you enjoyed learning more about the natural history of this wildlife sanctuary. Please relax in our picnic area while we tell you about the cultural history of this land and the changes that have occurred over the past 300 plus years. If you were to look up the word Arcadia in the dictionary, you might find the definition to say, an imagined place of rural bliss, a place in which people are imagined or believed to enjoy a perfect life of rustic simplicity. Arcadia has long been such a place, where people and nature have come together. Arcadia was originally named Nonotuck, meaning in the middle of the river. These meadows and floodplain forests rimmed the Connecticut River as it flowed through the middle of a basalt ridge, forming a water gap between the Mount Holyoke Range to the east and Mount Tom Range to the south. Arcadia is halfway between source and sound, in the middle of the river. That makes Arcadia prone to seasonal flooding. An annual reminder that life in a floodplain can bring great seasonal changes. Better hurry up Old Coach Trail to catch your trolley. During colonial times, between 1710 and 1740, our Old Coach Trail was the main stage road from Northampton to Springfield. Horse hooves dug easily into the sandy soil, hollowing out the trail in places. If you were here in 1890, you might hear the street trolley whistle as it stopped at Marshall's Grove, a pavilion and amusement park just upstream on the Mill River. Perhaps you'd also hear an enthusiastic cheer from a ball game as the city folk enjoyed an afternoon in the country. Today, you're likely to hear rustling leaves, insects, frogs, birds, chipmunks, and squirrels, children in the nature preschool, and even silence. And instead of running to catch the trolley back to town, you're more likely to relax and enjoy your time visiting this peaceful place. Like all river floodplains, Arcadia's meadows and grasslands are prime agricultural land. The old rapeseed field at our entrance was returned to production in 2010, yielding squash in its first season of caretaking by Mountain View Farm. Today, the sounds of farm machinery echo the agricultural past of this and almost all New England lands. In the past, people have found floodplains easy to develop and often built cities on them. Arcadia was a bit too wet and flood-prone for large-scale development. Nevertheless, 92 mills operated at one time or another upstream of Arcadia on the Mill River, which was one of the most heavily used rivers of its size in the world. In 1874, an earthen dam gave way after heavy March rains, breaching the reservoir and causing the Mill River disaster, in which 139 people died. After that disaster, many riverside industries moved over to the new city of Holyoke on the Connecticut River, at one of New England's best water power sites. Left to the natural cycles of seasonal flooding, Arcadia has remained in the middle of the river. The multiple wetlands made this an appropriate setting for a muskrat farm. In 1944, the Chaffee family donated the original 44 acres of this wildlife sanctuary in memory of their son Robert Searley, who loved roaming the woods during summer visits. Other habitat added to the core includes grasslands, shrublands, and floodplain forest. Today, Arcadia manages nearly 200 acres of grasslands on this 755-acre wildlife sanctuary. What will the future bring? More change, we can be certain. The grasslands and marshes are ever-changing, impacted by periodic flooding, and more recently being redefined by beaver dams and great blue heron rookeries. Ecological management practices also change as we continue learning how best to manage the special habitat of Nonotuck. The trail ends at the entrance to the Nature Center. Where the trail ends, stay to the left where the pavement meets the grass. This will take you back to the Nature Center.